I want my life, my real life, mm-hmm. to be better than the life that I should.
Yeah. Hello, Wisdom and Wellness family. Better late than never. We wanted to drop the final episode of the season. What season are we in?
I don't know.
Season 4. That is really bad that I don't know what season we're in. But we're in season 4. And I thought we should end the season with a conversation with Brendan. I know you guys love having him on. And he's just been acting like a superstar. I just don't understand.
No, I'm not acting like I want the same treatment that you give your guests when they come on to.
Remember when we were dating and in varsity, my friend Uti used to say he likes acting like a cheese. So you're acting like a cheese right now.
No, I'm just saying. I know the standard.
Okay, and this is not it.
Well, it hasn't.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm glad you've got some water. Anyway, we are closing off the season. It's been a beautiful season. It's been a successful season. We've had incredible guests. We reached 1 million downloads. We are over 1 million downloads now.
Sensational.
And we've been at the top thanks to you guys. I appreciate you supporting the podcast, sharing it on your stories. I mean, you think it's a small thing, but it's such a big thing.
It goes a long way.
It goes a long way. And even on WhatsApp stories, like I have the most random people say, this person shared it on their WhatsApp story and this is how I found the podcast. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for leaving a review from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. And in case you're worried about us taking a break, don't you worry. Although we're not going to be on podcasts, you can still join our mail list. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday, I send out something called my Sunday Nuggets, Brendan's amazing favorite thing. Oh.
Those nuggets.
They're the what?
Guys. And I know you. Like, I know you as a person. Like, I live with you.
Meaning?
But whenever I read those nuggets, oh, I'm like, who's this author?
Who's this girl?
Who's this author that's feeding us?
But you get like a preview. So he's like my tester. I read the nuggets to you, and then you'll be
I am.
So far, you've approved everything.
It's been great.
Yeah.
So, such a beautiful, deep reflection.
It's not always that deep.
Yeah, but it's pretty deep.
It's
quite deep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite deep, but in a nice way, in a very nice, not deep.
Not deep way. So I've got my Sunday nuggets. We'll drop the link. It's completely free. Every Sunday, you get a mail from me. It feels like a love letter from a friend. It's amazing. A girl pal. That's my new thing. It feels like a letter from your girl pal.
Talk about your girl
pal. Girl pal. And then we've got Speak Life September that is coming up. It's been crazy. It's been exciting. We've been shipping to Botswana, Namibia, Zimbabwe.
International.
It's hectic. I mean, the person who's doing my fulfillment was just like, girl, I'm on my Zoom. It's hectic. But you can still join Speak Life September. It's going to be incredible. It's the healing edition. I'm excited. My Aunt Gail is also going to come on board. Mm-hmm. And then...
Let's clarify. Mpumi's Aunt Gail is not really her aunt.
Okay.
So, just for
people. And I always say my Aunt Gail.
Yeah. Like,
I know. But she's like my spiritual mother friend.
Yes. She's a spiritual aunt.
Mother. Friend Aunt Gail.
She's a spot.
She's a spot. But I love her deeply. She's been a big part of Wisdom and Wellness, the mm-hmm. behind the scenes. Like, you know, the deep work, the parts people don't see. She's played such a huge role in my healing, and in our healing edition of Speak Life September, she will be facilitating. She is a trained psychologist, so it's gonna be amazing. Anyway, today's conversation.
Oh, that was so long.
Was it long?
You're just yapping.
It's my podcast.
I'm joking.
Isn't that what people do on podcasts though? Because I listen to podcasts and the people's intros Tim Ross goes like for a good 30 minutes. He's just like.
It's introduction.
Yap. So how are you doing, sir?
Ah, you know what? God is so good.
Uh-huh.
I'm very good. I'm in such a good place.
Yeah.
You know.
This is not a Brendan interview, by the way.
No. I'm part of the team.
Thank you.
I was pulling her leg. But like, yeah, no, it's been good. What do you mean? Like the season?
No, just how are you before I get into the topic?
Oh, my life.
Yeah, because people don't see you in this format anymore.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm good. I'm so good. I'm trying to be... more present mm-hmm. as a father, which for a lot of people is probably shocking. They probably think I'm the most present.
Like, how much more present do you want to be?
But yeah, you know, I'm trying to be intentional
yeah.
about my being present, because it's one thing to be there. It's another thing to be actively there already. Yo. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be actively present in whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
Something you speak about a lot. Guys, I learn a lot from this woman. This is a very wise woman. You guys are so blessed.
But I learn a lot from you, and I really get to take credit from the
Yeah, and a lot of the things Mpumi says, she actually hears from me.
Yeah. Our walk. You said something so good this morning. What was it?
Today.
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about the question. I was talking about asking the right question.
Asking the right question. It was so good. Yeah, and then there was a specific sentence that you said. And I was just like, that's a good line to use for my nuggets, my podcast, or my content.
I'll try and remember it. But you know, for me, I'm so blessed. Mm-hmm. I'm so blessed to be living this life.
Yeah.
To be married to this amazing woman. Guys, you know, when I got married to Mpumi, I took a big plunge.
Why was it a plunge?
It was a big risk. You didn't have a job. You were a dropout. Like,
I had a shrap, huh?
Ishwapa, so you get to get out.
I thought I was so grateful.
No. You never had Ishwapa, but you know.
Not Ishwapa.
You never had Ishwapa.
It's Ishwapa.
You never had a Ishwapa. there was just, you know, it could have been worked
out.
You know,
but I had potential.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I'm saying. I took a big plunge on that small potential.
I took a plunge on you too, sir.
No, but my potential was quite obvious. To be honest.
Okay, like, why?
It wasn't like you never ever thought, oh, this guy is not going anywhere.
Okay, that's
you could
true.
Tell I was going somewhere. I was just going very slowly.
Yeah, I could tell. True.
So yeah, man. What was I even saying?
I don't know. You're talking about how blessed you are.
Oh yeah. So yeah. So I'm really blessed in that, you know, like people think like all of everything is planned.
Yeah.
And my life is not planned.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of your life is not planned.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Like a lot of the things that we're doing
mm-hmm.
was not the plan. You mean
like when we got in the beginning of our career? In the beginning of our lives.
Yeah,
of our 20s. Like
when we started working, you know, podcasts weren't even a thing.
Yeah.
We didn't understand the internet.
Yeah.
We didn't know what a powerful tool it is. And so to be in a position where we kind of get to really like create a positive environment in the world, put out really meaningful conversations, pieces of work. It's such an honor and a blessing to be at that point. And so that's what I mean when I say I'm so blessed in that a lot of the things that I'm living in, I really didn't prepare for, I had not planned for.
Sure.
And God just saw it fitting that would be my life at this moment.
I actually want to jump in on there that you say a lot of things God saw fitting. Do you think you're like the chosen one, or like do you feel like you're special, or do you think there's certain things one does or certain mindset one has to get into or certain like habits or spaces one has to get to that point in their life? And I mean, yours is unique to you. Someone else might be in a different position and feel like, wow, I'm so blessed that God chose this life for me. But do you think it's for like a select few, or do you think it's for all of us?
I think it's perspective, you know. I think it's perspective. And that's been like my favorite quote by Marianne Williamson.
Uh-huh. A miracle is a shift in perspective
from fear to love. That part's important.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like I don't think I'm particularly chosen. I think I'm part of a chosen few.
Mm-hmm.
And by few, I mean a lot.
All of us.
I mean all of us. Yeah. And I think you can just decide that you want to identify as chosen.
You're giving me goosebumps.
You can decide. And so I've chosen that I want to identify someone who's chosen by God.
Mm.
And I want to see everything as a blessing. And so even things that before, there's been times when I haven't felt like, you know, that I'm blessed.
Yeah.
I just felt like I deserved more.
Yeah, like entitled.
Yeah, I felt entitled. I felt hard done. I felt disappointed. But that was my perspective. And so you can choose and wake up every day and look at your life and look at all the things that are going right and choose to see that as the blessing. So I don't think it's unique to me. I think everyone can tap into it.
I love that. And I think the more you get into that perspective, it's as if like everything around you just comes in tune and says, okay, cool, we're ready to serve you.
You create an environment where that can grow.
Yeah.
So if you don't live like that, then there's no place for that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't find you. So it's like that thing. It's that thing where people say, oh, you become the kind of people you surround yourself with.
So true.
The reason is because you speak so much with those people and you converse about the same ideas and you grow in the same ways that it becomes unnatural not to become that.
Yeah, it becomes a part of you.
It becomes a part of you. So it's the same thing with you know, seeing your life as a blessing, is that it becomes unnatural for you not to be blessed.
Sure.
It becomes unnatural for you not to walk into favor because you already create, just by everything you do, every action you take, is somehow contributing to a world where you are blessed, because that's what you think is fitting for you. And so that's why even people who are delusional, right?
Yeah.
They create that environment. Yeah. Like, I know so many people who think that they are this person. And it's like, I love it for you because you believe that.
Yeah.
And you live your whole life
Believing that. Yeah.
And so if people can do that with delusion, what more with something that's tangible?
Sure.
Something as tangible as feeling like you're living in peace, feeling like you're living in purpose, like you can absolutely achieve it.
Sure. Whew. Is that still part of the intro?
It's a long intro. It's giving Tim Ross.
But the conversation I wanted us to really have, it's not, you can see I don't have my laptop here, but we're obviously...
This is what I meant. I'm not getting treated.
No.
How could you come to this podcast without
my
laptop,
without my iPad?
Yeah.
I trust you. No, we're obviously coming to the end of the podcast.
Yes.
We have made some changes in our lives, some evident, some not.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going into Speak Life September and we do it together. And you're like a big part of everything I do. And people don't always get to see that. But like everything I do, we do it as a partnership, like we work together.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted us to kind of talk about the impact of what we're doing and why we do what we do, specifically Speak Life September, the podcast, with it being coming to an end and going into a new season, and how it's impacted how our family dynamics have changed. And I think to kickstart it, for example, in case people haven't noticed or have noticed, we've made a decision to minimize our children on social media.
Yeah.
And it was quite a long conversation. Like, it took us almost a year to get to that point that, okay, we're doing it. One, for the fact that we put them on social media because representation. Like, it's important for people to see Black families, father, daughter, father, son, healthy Black families, Christian families doing well and seeing those kids. Like, it was an important part. But then, like, lots of conversations happened where we were just like, okay, cool. This is more important.
Yeah. So which question should I answer?
It's not necessarily a question, but I want us to have a conversation of where we're at right now, where we're moving in terms of the health of our family, mostly that.
Okay. Yeah, so I think you've summarized it quite well, actually.
Yeah.
Because I think part of Speak Life September for us is it's always a time of reflection.
Yeah.
It's a time to build new habits.
Yeah.
And I guess it's fitting because it's spring.
Yeah.
And so it's a beautiful time for those habits to spring forth.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a new season. Yeah.
And so with us, we try to reflect on, because also nothing is set in stone.
Yeah.
And
you're allowed to change your mind.
You're allowed to change your mind. You see, guys, without quoting you. You're allowed to change your mind. And sometimes what might have been good in a previous season isn't good right now.
Sure.
And so as much as, you know, we built a lot of our social presence on having, you know, like portraying our family and showing those sides, which are beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't regret it. But we've gotten to a point where it almost feels like the damage is worth more than the benefits.
The damage is bigger than the benefits.
The damage of putting ourselves out there, or putting the kids out there, especially because they're older.
Yeah.
They can they can talk now.
Yeah.
They understand things. They can say no.
Yeah. Which that's they a big really part. Do.
And that's a big part, you yeah. know, because before we could take pictures of our kids and say, hey, representation.
Yeah.
Look at this healthy, young black family. You know, we love the Lord. We raising our kids in
the
a way.
The way you
say
it, you make it seem got to sit action.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it was that.
Yeah. Sometimes it is.
And that's the truth of social media is yeah. that sometimes.
Moments are curated.
Moments are curated.
Yeah.
And so I think as you grow and you start to reflect, you start to realize how much of your authentic self do you want to share?
Wow. How much of your authentic self do you want to share? Sure.
And that is, it's so important because a lot of your sure. self growth
yeah.
is invested in who you really are.
Yeah.
And so if you mix and mash up all of that within the social presence. And the other day I told you something I'd never said in my life. And I said, I actually want to go back to being Brendan Ledwaba.
Yeah, I remember you said
because
that.
I can't be Brendan Praise all the time.
Sure.
And that's really part of what's formed sort of our new, like, if you really, really pay attention, and it's not been like, oh, now, like, our kids are, we don't share them at all.
Yeah.
It's just, we don't use them as tools.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Recognizing that it is possible to get into that, especially once it becomes a family business and that is your brand.
Yeah.
It's on brand.
Yeah.
So no one can really say anything. People can celebrate it. And you, it's almost like you can almost live in the perception of an ideal that's not true.
That's not true. Mm. You actually, for me, it's, and not just with the kids, but with a lot of things and a lot of changes, it's, there's something about being present that really helps you navigate life in the most honest way.
Yeah.
Because I would, for example, a picture that would come naturally to share because, oh, it's a beautiful moment. Let's share it on social media. That's what we do. We're content creators. But being present is, okay, why can't this moment just be between my son and I?
Yeah.
Like, why must everything be experienced in order to be shared? Like, that's right. Are we still experiencing life, growing in life? Like, even my workouts, I came to you the other day and I said to you, look, I think it was around April, and I said, I don't want to share that I'm working out every morning anymore. I love it, and it was important, and I had to do it, and it's an important part. It's nice accountability. Like, I enjoy seeing people work out and share their workouts online. But for me, after doing it for like a good 3-4 years, it was just like, am I still working out or going to the gym because I want to, or is it because I need to get my picture and encourage others? There's nothing wrong with encouraging others, but it's like you can't.
Your sole purpose cannot be that.
That can't. Yeah, that
cannot
that's,
be to be an inspiration.
Exactly. And so it was just like, and then I stepped back and I started just going, and I fell in love with the health aspect of it more than the sharing of it, which it's just such a better experience. But it comes with being present, where you ask yourself before you do something, it's okay, why am I doing this? What is the benefit of this? And it's okay to be honest. It's okay, I'm doing this because I need this.
Yes.
But then let that be the truth.
And you need to be honest with yourself when that's not the case anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we get stuck.
Yeah, that's that change thing.
Is you change and you grow. So you start off with pure intention.
Yeah.
But once something becomes a business or something becomes a habit,
yeah,
it loses a lot of that.
Yeah.
It loses a lot of the intention of it because now it's just part of your routine. So, yeah. So for me, I realized that I want my life, my real life, to be better than the life that I share.
Yeah, that was inspired by Jay something.
Yeah, Jay something. I met Jay something. Okay, so I've met him a lot of times. Yeah. But when you did your podcast with him, I realized, and in talking to him, I realized that his life is so much better.
Fuller than
I could have ever imagined off of his
Instagram.
I'm actually
getting goosebumps.
Which is crazy because his life on his Instagram
is already amazing.
I take that.
Yeah, it's already amazing.
It made me realize that maybe the focus should be on on really being like on your authentic true self,
yeah.
really being that.
Really being that, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like
versus portraying.
Yeah, that, like yeah. like be him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like for me, like I wanna him. Be him.
Yeah.
I'm him. I wanna be him yeah. in real life.
Yeah.
And if that trickles over onto my social media, that's
amazing,
great.
Amazing, yeah.
But let it trickle over.
Yeah.
Let it not be based on that.
We didn't take pictures afterwards. The pictures were on the podcast. But
yeah.
the meal we shared and the conversation with his wife and the feeling they were training staff and the meal that we had. And
there's so much depth.
The feeling, like I can still feel that. And it's like it's so inspiring. And it goes back to who you also like the people we surround ourselves with. Like we left that space, spending an hour or two with them, feeling so inspired to be the best versions of ourselves, feeling so inspired to be in our lives, feeling so inspired to go after our dreams. After we saw like his restaurant, we were just like, oh shucks, like it is so
there's
like,
more.
There's more.
There's so much more.
There's so much more. What did this season of Wisdom and Wellness teach you about you?
This season.
What did you take out?
This season has been the best season, firstly.
Don't we say that every time? No.
Well, we do because every time the season
brings out something different.
Is better than the previous season.
That's true.
So I think the day we stop saying that is the day the podcast
we need to
ends.
Stop. Just like cut
but
it.
This season has been great. I think.
What has it taught you about you?
Oh, about myself.
Yeah. And not just the people or the conversation, but just the whole experience of creating the podcast, of the vision of the podcast, the makings, the behind the scenes, you standing behind the camera, all of that. Like,
it's taught me that you can do a lot with what you have.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And that bigger isn't always better.
Uh-huh. We learned that.
Yes. Bigger is definitely not always better.
Yeah.
And sometimes to get bigger, you do have to get smaller.
You're stealing my line. Oh. I spoke about this and now you're going to use it?
It's because you left the thought. You planted the idea. It was inception.
Okay.
A dream within a dream.
Have it.
So
flourish, black child.
So, but like sometimes to go bigger, you have to go small.
Yeah.
And actually, you were asking about how it relates to, what's this? To like cars and
cars,
driving.
Yeah, the F1.
But I think a better explanation will be basketball.
Okay.
So, you know, basketball is a big man sport,
mm-hmm.
right? So my favorite team, which is Golden State mm-hmm. Warriors. So they will do this thing called small ball.
Small ball.
Small ball. So okay. small ball will mean they will play smaller guys.
Oh, okay.
But because the guys are smaller, the guys, and also the guys are not that much shorter.
Yeah, they're like 1.9.
They're like 1.9, 1.95. Yeah. But they play a small lineup. Meaning everyone is more agile.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So now that then creates a different problem.
Yeah.
So sometimes smaller can be better. Wow. Because now the big guys, they're big and they have the frame and the structure,
but
they're not
movement,
as quick. Their
yeah.
movement is slow.
Yeah.
So if you use a different type of tactic, it's like the David and Goliath thing.
Yeah.
So I think what we've done with the podcast this season was we focused more on the details and the details made it better.
Yeah.
Not making this actual thing bigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think to emphasize that we tried the big.
We tried the big.
We got office space. And I think it was important. It was necessary. We got office space.
Mm-hmm.
We increased the team. We did all the things, like the natural almost progression, right? And it was exciting. And I'm so glad that we tried it because it showed us what we're capable of. And it was amazing. And then as we're in it, because we're so present and we were looking for lessons, we learned that actually big doesn't always mean best specifically for us.
Yeah.
And going back to the example that I asked you about, someone mentioned, I was listening to a podcast and she said her mentor said to her, sometimes you need to slow down to go fast again,
mm-hmm.
right? And fast can mean different things.
Yeah.
And so I came to you and I say, okay, in the F1, before they're finishing lap, what happens? Do they have to slow down?
Mm-hmm.
And you spoke about what's the
it's an outlap.
An outlap.
Mm-hmm.
And you spoke about an outlap. And I think it's such a good metaphor for life and for business and just in general, is that in the outlap, Do you want to explain it?
So, yeah. So, I mean, this will not be the best explanation, but from my understanding is when you're doing an outlap, and this is from weeks and weeks of PlayStation, is when you're doing an outlap, it's really you prepping.
Yeah.
So you have to slow the car down. Mm-hmm. And
have to slow the car down.
You have to slow the car down because, one, you need to get the tires within the window, mm-hmm. temperature window.
That's the details.
That's the details. You need to get your setup. So your setup's got to be right. So the engine modes, making sure that you're going into the right setup.
Mm.
It's just kind of having the best, almost getting the best setup for your flying lap.
But I think emphasis for me is that you have to get in that lap of just checking the details, slowing down.
Oh, here's Here's another thing that's important with the outlap is with the outlap, you get to create space.
Okay. Space between?
Between you and the other drivers.
Okay.
Because as you, and this is important, because you will never be the only one in a particular field.
Sure.
So you have to make provision for understanding everyone else in the industry that you're in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone else in the race.
Yeah.
Where is everyone else?
Yeah.
So during that moment, they're trying to strategically put you in the best place for you to perform. Why is this important? This is important because if you're a musician like me, you have to understand where do you fit in as a musician.
Yeah.
So you use your outlap as a musician to say, okay, well, we already have a Sjava. Mm. We already have a Ngubego. Mm. We already have a Ntokozo. We already have.
We don't need duplicates of
where
that.
Where do I fit
What's
in?
Missing?
Where is everyone else?
Sure.
And where do I fit in? And how can I pace myself
wow.
so that I'm doing my lap at a... So that is the significance of understanding where everyone is.
You touch on so many things. I think during that lap, for me, it's identity.
Mm-hmm.
It's identity. In the slowing down, it's that identity of who am I? What is my contribution? Because we might all be in the same industry. Like we both do the podcast, but our contributions are so different.
100%.
But each contribution is so important. Without your contribution, there's no podcast. Without my contribution, there's no podcast.
Exactly.
And then going into the lab, you call it the fly lab.
Mm-hmm. Flying lab.
Flying lab. That's where now, once that outlap is done, it's like you go full on speed. And whatever full on speed looks like.
In the flying lab, there's a window.
Okay.
So you maybe have two laps.
Okay.
Where you can go full throttle.
Yeah. Ah.
You see?
Uh-huh.
So the window of the tires is not going to last.
Sure.
It's not going to give you that many opportunities.
Sure. So there's no time to procrastinate.
So you have to get it right.
Sure.
And that is why the prep is important. That is why the practice is so important, because you get one shot. And sometimes something happens where the track is actually changing as time goes. So the more people drive on it,
the more it changes,
the quicker the track gets.
Wow.
So it serves you to be one of the last people to qualify.
Yo, so the last there's so many metaphors has, for life.
You understand?
Yeah.
Like, it serves you to be the last one on the track. Sometimes though, on a wet track, maybe it's starting to rain.
Yeah.
So it serves you to be the first one to do a lap.
Sure.
So part of that is understanding, again, like I said, reading the environment, having strategy, understanding where do I fit in and when is the best time? Because timing is everything.
Timing is absolutely everything.
And like you said, maybe bigger in 2 years' time makes sense.
Yeah.
But bigger... when your kids are 3 and 5.
Does not make sense. Yeah.
When your priorities
are your kids.
Are your kids and your family. And it's at a stage when they're developing the most.
Yeah.
And you want to make the most out of it. When you working on other projects. When you have life passions that you're doing. When you have a partner who is also doing stuff.
Yeah.
And you have to balance out a life that can be sustainable.
Yeah.
Maybe this is not the time
to
be going out first, you know? But there is a time when that is required.
Yeah. So it's such a beautiful metaphor for life. Like I took so many points from that. One, like I said, the identity thing, identifying where exactly you fit in an industry or in a space or in a world where it feels like, so many people are doing it already. Where do I fit in? I can't be another one. I can't start this. Like, you know, you have to identify what role you're playing. Like, where's your need? Where are the missing parts? And then in flying out and being launched and starting, it's that strategy. Like you said, the track, you have to work with the track. You have to work with the environment. And you can't stop the race or stop in the middle of the road because it's raining now. Like you have
change tires.
You change tires and you continue. And that's being agile. It's adjusting to environment. And so it's been just such an interesting year. I think we're finding ourselves. We're changing so much. We both have changed so much. Like the people we were in the beginning of the year is not the people we... Yeah, like very, very different. But bringing it back to Speak Life September, I'm super excited this year to be walking the journey with people. I think the way I'm doing it this year is from such a different perspective. Like you said, it's looking at life from so many different angles that I experienced this year and realizing that we all have a role to play. And it's important that everybody understands that they have a role to play. And it's important that everybody identifies their role. And it's important that everybody is prepared for the role that they have to play.
And I mean, I'm so honored to have like sort of been a part of it from its inception. But like you said, like I think this year, I've never been more excited for Speak Life.
Well, we kind of started it earlier this year, you and I.
I think a lot of it was, I wouldn't say research, but we really tried to do...
Test it out.
To test it out in our own lives and see like, are we... does it really work? Or are we like unicorns?
You know? That's a good one.
But I realized, man, that it works, and it works for a number of reasons. But one of the main one being that the journal itself is just the most beautiful.
And you're not a journaler.
And I'm not a journal person, but the way it's written and like... And also for you, like the process that you go through to write it and to write it in such a way that it feels so personal is, it's like, it's, I've never seen that before, like in anything. And so it really excites me because I know every year I've owned every journal, but I know every year that the journal is new and it's different and it's for that time, that season. And so, yeah, it's exciting, man. Like Speak Life September. It's always an exciting time because I feel like it is the best time to make changes. Because people think, obviously, you know, usually it's to say in January. But like January, I don't know if that's the time. I think January is more for rest. And
I think that's when you're kind of like, you know what the year is about because you've prepared from the previous year. And you're just sitting in motion. You're just trusting like... You're just trusting God and you're just like you're using your spiritual weapons. What?
I was talking about about Lewis Hamilton potentially winning a race this year. And he said he doesn't think it's going to happen because they've stopped upgrading this year's car. They've started working on next year's car.
And it's what now? We're in August 2023.
So I think that's a great like way for you to look at it. That maybe don't try working on the year when the year has started.
No, it's too late. It's too late. People are, like, people have said that you're already behind. You're already behind. But one more element that I want to bring in before we end up the conversation is that we have, it's been the hardest thing, but we made a decision that we want to be a healthy family. And this morning when we were having breakfast, we said, we're having a conversation and we said, once you see something, you can't unsee it. And it's that thing of, you can still continue to go the opposite direction or continue, but you know, and you know now. And for us, it's that discipline thing of, I think it's a requirement from God for us to take care of our bodies. And that is the physical element of Speak Life September, because they're speaking life over your over you and speaking the word over you and doing the emotional and spiritual work. But there's the physical work and we cannot shy away from it. And for us personally in our home, it is a, what's the word? It's a conviction that God requires us to take care of our family, to be a well family, and we don't get it right and we slip and we fall so many times, but we already know the truth. And once you know the truth, you can't unknow the truth.
You can't. And the beautiful thing about the truth is that it remains true.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not.
So, look, I'm, like I said, like I for one, I struggle so much. And also, you know, it's physically being well.
Yeah.
Is like, there's so many things that are, that impair it. It could be your upbringing. It could be your surroundings. Yeah. It could be.
You said you grew up in a town that doesn't even have a gym.
There's no gym where I grew up,
yeah.
You know. And people be like, yeah, well, take a jog. They don't sell sneakers. Like, there's no shops where you could buy actual trainers to run.
Yeah.
It's
before even that, it's not a conversation.
It's not a culture.
It's not a culture. That's
so there's a lot of things that hinder that. But like you said, for us, it's been one of those things, one of those goals for a long time. And, you know, we've hit the goal, but not like in a sustainable way.
Yeah.
Not in, like, I've hit my weight goals.
Yeah.
And I've been at peak physique. Maybe I'll insert some pictures for people that don't believe. Inspiration. Are looking at me like, peak physique where?
Yeah.
But for the goal is to get to a point where your whole life is that.
Is that, yeah.
And I think that's been the problem for me, is that I've never been in a place where I was emotionally well, physically well, and financially well.
Mm.
It's always like there's always been a give. Mm. Like something's got to give.
Yeah.
So like at the height of my financial wellness, I'm so big. I can't breathe.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like I don't like the way I look.
Yeah.
I'm wearing jackets in summer.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
It's not.
For me, it's like, and that's, again, I think maybe that's why this this year is so exciting, is because that has been now a conversation to say, we want the whole thing.
Yeah.
The five pillars.
Yeah, we want
those of five wisdom pillars. Wellness. We want them to be a reality.
Yeah, in our family.
In our family.
Yeah.
You know, and yes, not everything is going to be like 100%.
That's what I wanted to get
but
at.
But you can't have 10%, 100%.
Zero.
No, like let's average it out. I wanted,
30, 40.
I wanted to average out at around 80%. Ah. Then we know we're moving.
Yeah.
Like we know that you have something sustainable.
But it's a journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a, and it's important because it's 30 days of transformation, but it doesn't end there. Like
that's
like the awareness, that's the beginning, that is the understanding, that is the unfolding. So I've got three things I want to close off with,
mm-hmm.
In terms of changes that are happening in your life, starting something new, picking up something, a good habit. I've been speaking a lot about procrastination and just how to beat things and just like be the best version of yourself. Number one, don't get fancy. Don't get fancy in that when you want to make some health changes, don't go buy, is it Brussels sprouts?
Mm.
Just chop up your cabbage, you know, don't get fancy. If you want to start working out, don't go for the most dramatic class. Start with taking a walk.
Sustainability
in your business. If you're looking to scale, don't try go do the opposite. Just look for better systems in what you've already been doing.
Yeah.
So don't get fancy. Number two, be consistent. I've always said, I'm not the best at anything, but I'm the most consistent. I'm not the most talented in the room, but I'm the most consistent in the room. And that has been my tool. And I want everyone to have that tool, that you don't have to be the most gifted. Tool. You don't have to be the most incredible. You just have to be the most consistent.
You just have to show up.
You just have to show up.
Yeah.
All the time.
Thing about Mrs. Mom.
And
I'm going to show up.
I'm going to show up. Whether I'm bleeding in my right toe, I'm going to show up. And number three, document the process. And that's why we have a journal, to document. I go back to my journals from before we even got married and the things I wrote down there. And it's just like, oh, wow, that's what I was trusting God for at the time. Mm. Like, that's what I was on my knees for. And he did it. And this is what I'm trusting for. It means with every level that I'm at in life, whatever I'm given or whatever I'm allowed to trust for, whatever I have access for, it's because I can handle that.
Sure.
And so it's so important to document the journey. See where you started. See where you're going. And always go back. Like the vision board, like I'll never stop telling the story about our house. Like our house literally looks like the house I put on my vision. It's not to make life like this magic thing, but it's just the power of seeing yourself as the person God created to be.
And obsessing.
And obsessed. Ah, Vusitemba Gwayo mentioned that before the what do you call it? You needed to be passionate. Now you have to be obsessed. You have to be obsessed with what you're doing. You have to be obsessed with being good. You have to be obsessed with showing up. Life. You have to be obsessed with changing your life. If you're going to give it 3%, then you're going to join the majority that doesn't get anything done. But if you're going to give it 100%, you'll join the 1% that is thriving. That's so it.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited for when we come back, because I truly
believe in the new season.
We'll be different people.
Yeah.
And yeah, man. And I'm so glad that we get to do it with everyone.
With everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a beautiful journey.
I was actually telling my girl pal, because we had a little delay in work and stuff. And I said, you know, the best thing about wisdom and wellness is that people don't see it as this thing outside of them. People identify it as their own. Mm. Like the way people talk to us, the messages they send, like it's such a community thing. It's like it's our wisdom and wellness versus their wisdom and wellness that we get to just experience. So,
and that's it. Beautiful. That's really what it is. It's a community.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's been a beautiful season. Thank you so much, fam, for joining in. I will see you guys in Speak Life September. And if you're not joining Speak Life September, join the Nuggets and let's stay in touch. I love you. See you in the new season.